Hey, what's up, and welcome to this Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. I am your host, Brock 11 Johnson, and today we are going to be talking about Instagram Reels, and specifically, my top 8 tips to create more engaging, more exciting Instagram Reels. Currently on Instagram, Reels are the most highly engaged with piece of content, and they're the type of content that is reaching the most people. That means if you're posting to your Instagram feed, the best way to get more eyeballs on it, the best way to get more potential followers to see your stuff and to even find your account is through Instagram Reels. Instagram Reels are performing better in just about every category. Whether it's likes, comments, saves, or shares, they're performing better than carousels, videos, pictures, or IGTVs. Basically, of anything you could post on Instagram, Reels are performing the best. So with that in mind, I wanted to share some of my best tips to help you get even more engagement on Reels, get even more comments, more saves, more shares, and more likes on your Instagram Reels. But before we get into my top 8 tips, let me answer the question that I'm sure you might already be asking. Heck, you might have even asked it just by seeing the title of this episode. And that is, Brock, how do I get music on my Reels? Or, I just don't have access to music on my Instagram account. How can I create Reels? Well, you actually don't need music to be successful on Reels. Now, it can absolutely help you out, and it is going to be involved in one of my top 8 tips, but it's not a necessity. So don't let the excuse of not having music on your Instagram hold you back from creating Instagram Reels. In order to get music, something that you could try is updating your phone, updating the Instagram app, restarting your phone, switching from a business to a creator account, or from any other kind of account to a creator account, and making sure that your app's software is up to date. If you have done all of those things and you still don't have access to Instagram Reels, then unfortunately there is a bug in your Instagram system that is preventing you from getting music, and there's nothing you can do. There's nothing Instagram can do, except for continue to try to fix the bugs and remove them from their software. So just make sure you keep updating your Instagram app, and hopefully one day soon, fingers crossed, you will get access to music. But like I said, you do not need music to be successful on Instagram Reels. Here are my 8 tips to being more successful on Instagram Reels, getting more engagement, more likes, more comments, more saves, and more shares. Number 1, you should include multiple cuts in your Instagram Reels. In fact, I recommend having a cut every 2 to 3 seconds. A cut is basically just a video term for when there is a break, a new scene, a change of camera angle, a new video piece or clip being recorded and added in. Next time you're watching TV or a movie, pay attention, and you'll notice that oftentimes they're cutting every 2 to 3 seconds. That's right, you just watched a 2-hour movie in which there was a cut every 2 to 3 seconds. In my opinion, the editors are underpaid, but that's neither here nor there. When you are creating or editing your Instagram Reels, try to incorporate more cuts. Rather than doing it all in one take, break up your content into multiple different clips. Tip number 2, use multiple different words or captions that pop up throughout your Instagram Reels. I'm sure you've seen it. I'm sure there's been a time over the past few weeks where you've been watching an Instagram Reel and you've been like, wait, what did those words say? Or you watch the full video and then you're like, oh wait, there was words. I should watch it again and see what they said. Or wait, that text popped up so fast I couldn't even read it. Most likely, that was done intentionally. That was done so that you, as the audience member, had more to look at. When you add captions and you add text to your Instagram Reels, they actually get more views because people are watching them over and over again. Also, a lot of people are watching with their sound off. So by adding some text, you allow people to still stay engaged without having to turn on their sound. Tip number 3, use a trending song or sound. Now, of course, this goes back to what I said earlier, which is if you don't have access to music on Instagram, you can't necessarily use this option. But even if you don't have music on Instagram, you can still use trending songs and sounds from TikTok. And if you just play the music from your phone or play the music from an outside source, like a boombox. Yes, I just said boombox. Or an iPod. Yes, I just said iPod. Or even from your laptop, and then record on your phone. Well, of course, your phone will record that song or sound in the background. So that's a way to add in music without actually having the music option on Instagram. But using trending songs and sound is a great way to capitalize on videos that have already gone viral using that song. Oftentimes, people will be recommended by the Instagram algorithm to watch similar videos. And if you're using the same songs and sounds as someone who just went viral, well, then chances are you will get some added engagement and reach on your own reel as well. Tip number four relates to tip number two, and that is to always add closed captioning. You'd be surprised how many people watch their Instagram stories, their Instagram reels, and just consume content on their phones with their sound off. Most of us actually consume with our sound off. Unless we have headphones in, usually we're watching social media either with our volumes very low or completely turned off. So by adding closed captioning to your videos, you can allow your audience to still watch without having to turn up their volume. If you don't have closed captioning, oftentimes people will just swipe on by. And the great thing is that you don't have to download some closed captioning app to add professional subtitles to your videos. You can simply hit the text button and input your own typed out closed captioning before pressing post. Tip number five is to focus on serving your audience. This is really across the board with Instagram and with social media, but the same goes for Reels. Instagram Reels, while yes, oftentimes they have a stereotype of just being dancing or goofy or silly or funny content, Instagram Reels should still be used in a way to serve your audience, in a way that's related to your niche. How can you be educational in under 30 seconds? How can you motivate your audience in just a couple of sentences? What kind of serving can you do in a short, bite-sized segment? That's really what Reels is all about. Educating, motivating, and captivating your audience in a short window. Serve them. That's tip number five. Tip number six is short captions are best on your Instagram Reels. Instagram Reels are meant to be bite-sized. They're meant to be fast. They're supposed to be consumed in a short period of time. So it doesn't make sense to write out a super long 8-paragraph essay in your caption. Your caption for Instagram Reels should be short. And a pro tip, include a question in that short caption so that after someone watches your quick video, they're asked a question that encourages them to either comment, save, share, or like this post. Tip number seven for your Instagram Reels is to add hashtags in the same way you would on your Instagram feed. Hashtags go in Reels just like they would in any other post for your feed. That is 28 hashtags in your first comment immediately after posting your reel. Tip number eight for your Instagram Reels is to share it to your story, but to do so with a reason to actually watch the full reel. Now, according to John Yushai, someone who works at Instagram who is a close friend of ours, when you share your reel to your Instagram stories, those views count. So after posting your reel, if you share it to your story and your story has 300 viewers, that means that your reel will also get the benefit of those 300 views. But there's no way for them to necessarily engage with your reel from your stories. So when you share your reel to your stories, make sure that you're adding some kind of call to engagement, some reason for someone to actually click on the reel, open it up, and leave a comment, some reason or call to action that encourages someone to click on the reel, double tap, save it, share it, or at least some curiosity so that they can't just watch the entire reel on their stories and never have to actually click on the reel. Basically, when you share it with an incentive to move from stories into the actual feed. Those are my 8 tips for Instagram Reels. And of course, if you're looking for more content ideas, I would recommend checking out the Explore page on Instagram, checking out the For You page on TikTok, and just following me on Instagram because I'm constantly adding tips, adding value, and trying to serve you just like we do here on Build Your Tribe. My Instagram name is @Brock11Johnson. And if you want to take your Instagram to the next level, if you want full video tutorials with screen flows of everything we talked about today and more, videos actually explaining to you how to add text to your reels, how to edit them, how to go through all the different steps of posting and adding music and what to do immediately after posting. If you want to learn not just how to create more engaging reels, but actually how to create Instagram reels that can lead to followers who become customers and actually increase your income, Well, that is covered inside the Insta Club Hub. The Insta Club Hub is our new monthly Instagram membership platform where Shalene and I will be doing at least 2 live trainings per month on advanced topics and the latest trends and strategies taking place on Instagram, as well as over 50 pre-recorded bite-sized lessons. These are lessons that aren't going to take you hours and hours to watch. Each lesson is only a few minutes long. That's going to teach you everything you need to know, whether you're day one, just basic, just getting started on Instagram, or you have 300,000 followers and you're just trying to figure out where the heck all of your engagement went. The Insta Club Hub is a place that can save you time and money in growing your following on Instagram. And not just growing a following for vanity's sake or to have a cool number on next to your name, but actually a following that will become customers. So to join the Insta Club Hub, just visit instaclubhub.com and it's $27 a month. We're super excited to see you inside the Club Hub, and I hope that you learned something from these 8 tips for Instagram Reels today. I'm Brock Johnson, and until next time, happy networking.